Jenkins and Alfred, Jenkins and Alfred, Jenkins and Alfred Show. What?
Jenkins and Alfred Part 885. How does that work? In the last episode, there was success. In this episode, things are more confusing than you would imagine.
Oh, Jenkins, there you are. I was looking for you. I was going to see if you want to split this orange.
I don't know. We could split it if you want, but it doesn't matter to me.
What is happening to you?
Oh my gosh, dog. I was around a bunch of cats today, and now I can't breathe.
What are you trying to say there? Wait, can you even smell this orange?
Put it near my face.
No, I can't. What is going on?
I told you, dog. I was around cats all day today, and now it's not good.
Well, why don't you take some Benadryl or something?
What is Benadryl?
You sound like me. You need to really take some Benadryl. You're getting all stuffy.
Okay, dog.
No, that's me.
Oh, I'm so confused. Where's the Benadryl? Just put it in my mouth. Okay, thanks.
15 minutes later.
Thanks, Chuck.
What?
Never mind. Hey, buddy. How you doing?
Oh, you know, dog. It's better now. I can at least... Yeah. I mean, I can't smell anything, but I don't feel like I have two tractor-trailer trucks stuck up my nostrils.
Is that how that felt?
Yeah, it was not great. So, what are you up to today?
Today, it's nighttime.
Is it really?
That's strange. I always thought nighttime was when it was dark and daytime was when it was light.
That is how it is.
Oh. Well, I always thought it was light outside, even though it's nighttime right now.
Oh, that didn't make any sense.
It's okay, dog. Not everything's supposed to make sense in life.
15 minutes later.
Thanks again, Chuck.
Why do you keep thinking me? And I'm not Chuck.
Wait, you sound just... Wait a minute. Oh, hey there! Hey, whoa! Wait a minute. I had a question about earlier.
Yeah. Sure, dog.
What's going on?
I think the Benadryl's... You know that sometimes when you're tired and you try to hold your eyes open and the lids won't themselves, so you fingers and hold...
I don't have fingers.
Oh, sorry. You know, paws and claws and whoo, and you can see?
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Anyways, really tired. I feel like the Benadryl maybe took away some of my stuffies, but it also maybe took away some of my will to live.
Why? Do you just need to go to bed?
Yeah. I don't... What is bed? Is it a place with a mattress in your room? Or is it wherever you lay down and go to sleep?
I think in your case it could be the latter.
No. No, I would not sleep on a ladder in this condition. I'd fall right off.
No, not a ladder, the latter, as in wherever you lay down is your bed.
That's confusing. Why would you say words and sentences and shapes that just, that's not,
Buddy, I think you should probably go to bed.
Brush my teeth. Cats.
Blech. Oh, yeah, that's what I was going to ask you. You said you were around cats all day.
Yeah.
And you're trying to tell me that's why your nose was running? You were all stuffy?
Yes, it seems this is the case, dog.
So are you trying to tell me that you're allergic to cats?
Only some kinds. The hairless kinds, mostly. They're the ones that look like they maybe were stuck in the cryogenic freezing tube with Dr. Evil.
What are you talking about?
You know, Austin Powers, yeah, baby.
Oh, no. Now you're hallucinating.
No, that was a real movie. Came out in the 90s. Shagadelic, baby.
Oh, no. We gotta get you upstairs. You think you're allergic to cats and now you're making up movies.
No, I am allergic to cats as long as they're hairless. The Sphinx ones, the ones that look like they're dying.
That's not nice to say about them.
What, you can't tell me that's not the truth?
truth is death.
Okay, no more philosophizing. It's time for you to go to bed.
Sounds good, Jenkins. Good night.
The end.
What?